This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen here with our weekly adventure into the reality that American family farmers are facing. What's the future like? I like to combine stories, information about farmers, families, food, because they all are so important to our reality, especially now. And usually what I do as we start this conversation is to bring you up to date on some important news that affects farmers. And then we're going to talk about the weather again from a different point of view. I had a lot of response a couple, 3 weeks ago or a month ago. I can't remember. We had the meteorologist from Iowa State who was very, very instrumental in helping us understand weather and its influences on the farmers. So we're going to take one more step in that direction later on here during this week's American Family Farmer. Right now, though, our focus on big money and how investors have started to gear up for a bet on farmland. There are actually trillions of dollars that have been spent so far to buy up American farmland. And I was looking at the story of one fellow who is an investor, a lawyer, in fact, turned farmer. He's growing organic grain and feeding young cows on 3,000 acres of land in northeastern Ohio. He and his brother, Tom, decided to buy this land. The fellow's name is Ray Williams, who was a banker. I think he was in the stock market, that sort of thing. And he had a lot of people investing in land. He said, quote, "We told our clients you don't want to rely on senior citizens for your high-quality organic products. Trust me on this." And so they decided to put their money where their mouth was, if you will. The buyer for the farm that these two brothers had was a company registered in Delaware with a mailing address in Manhattan. Again, people who do all these, they put shell corporations together, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So anyway, they had this land, and they sold it. It was long hours, hard work. And they were farmers, but they are also, again, investment folks. They sold the land for $23 million, and they had all this money. They parked about $3 million of it in farmland on the other side of the county. They bought 293 acres of land also in Iowa, and they bought another 160 acres of land in Indiana. The result was that control over the big parcel of land passed to people that didn't really have any connection to it. And so the owners, you know, they decided they were going to hire somebody to plow it and do draining on the land. And this is, you know, and grow lots of stuff that wasn't even, that was this, the stuff they were growing was foreign to the land. The reason I'm telling you the story is because it has happened over and over and over again, and it's had a profound effect on a lot of rural communities in our country, and wildlife in our country, and the climate in our country. So when you look at these deals that are now happening on a massive scale, this fellow who helped these two brothers sell the land for $23 million and then turn around and buy farms in various communities around the country. As I said, there were four different states. They bought a couple of hundred acres here, a couple of thousand, but they had lots of money left over. And so when you think about it, there are people who are selling their land. I know a guy who sold land to a land broker who was using the land to put up solar. You know, that's a big thing on farms now. I get calls every day on my farm from people who want me to lease them 30 acres, 60 acres, 100 acres. I'll get an incredible amount of money, I'm told, every month. Well, if I want to be a farmer, I don't want to look at solar panels on my farm. I'm not farming solar panels. I guess it's a good idea if it's on land that can't be used for anything else. The problem is that we are wasting, and I say that advisedly, land. Solar power is very important. I'm building a new building on my farm, and I'm going to have solar power. And the whole thing, the whole farm is going to be powered by solar. I think it's very important. But we're putting the panels on the roofs of the buildings or on land that can't be used for anything else. If you put solar power on land that's good for growing crops, you are defeating the purpose, the necessary purpose, of having two for one. It's a twofer if the land can't be used for anything else, but if it can be, you're kidding yourself. As we go tighter and tighter into the future, looking at how much land we're going to have available, I did a story on my DJV program this week focused on how much government land there is, what they're doing with it, the fact that Trump signed a bill to sort of fix the public parks. That's a good idea. I guess the side story there is, why is there a problem in the first place? Because they certainly have plenty of money in the budget to keep the parks up. But that aside, there's so much open land on many of these recreational venues that should be used by farmers. That's another problem. Well, you were eating up the government buying all the land and not letting farmers use it. Where's our food supply going to come in the next 5, 10, 15, 20 years? That's the question here. And as farmland becomes more expensive and being used for other things, the pool of farmers and their heirs who can afford to buy it, the family farmers, that pool is shrinking. There's an appetite for it among investors. Pension funds are buying it. Wealthy individuals are buying it. One large group of pension funds says its members now own almost 3 times more farm properties than they did a decade ago because it's a good investment. But I'm telling you, it's not good when you take that kind of land, put that kind of value with it, so that the family farmer can't work it. The concentration of ownership and of growing feed and food in this country is dangerous. Coming up in a few moments, we're going to meet meteorologist Richard Heim. In the meantime, I want you to think about yourself, your health, your well-being, what your body is doing as you're getting older. I know that through COVID, a lot of people have gained a lot of weight. Making a difference with your farmers, or whether you're working in the big city. We're gaining weight. We've done that, and we continue to do it, and science tells us it's not good for us. You know instinctively it's not good for you. Your body's systems are not working properly when you have all that extra weight on. So I invite you to go to toploss.com and look at the situation here, what Calitrin, the product that's known around the world now as being really the only natural way to lose weight. They have no stimulants. They have no drugs in the formula. It's just mostly Calitrin is a protein, collagen protein, that will, in 90 days, using this stuff as directed, take 4 capsules at night, you'll lose the weight, and then stay on it for another 90 days, and you'll teach your body to keep the weight off. That's how it works. You're training your body to keep those inches off, to keep the weight off. And that's what you want for health going forward. It's safe for the entire family. Really cool. And because it has all the collagen, it's good for the, you're getting older and your skin's getting wrinkly. You want to get rid of that. You want to stop that. Calitrin is great for that as well because of the collagen protein. So all kinds of good reasons to go to toploss.com and use the code DJV. You don't have to pay any shipping charges. And the amazing summer sizzling, buy one, get one free, or actually buy 3, get 3 free, the BOGO deal. Buy 3 months worth of the product, get another 3 free, so you can train your body to lose the weight and to keep it off. All of this courtesy of the folks at Calitrin. Website is toploss.com, and the discount code is DJV.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
If you love your Amazon Alexa smart speaker, you're not alone. Amazon Echo devices are some of the world's most popular and affordable tech products. And with user data and surveys, VoiceBrew released their top uses and tips for Alexa. We asked VoiceBrew's Catherine Prescott what makes Alexa so popular.
The Echo, which was the first smart speaker to market, has only been around for 5 years. And already, one in four adults in the U.S. has a smart speaker with a voice assistant. And I think the reason people love them is that they are really easy to use. It's just so much easier to say, Alexa, play 80s music. Voice assistants like Alexa are getting better very fast. Most people don't know this, but Amazon has 10,000 employees dedicated to Alexa.
Find out more at voicebrew.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Do you wake up in the morning feeling tired, like you haven't slept at all? Experience better quality sleep with drug-free RemFresh, the first and only continuous release and absorption melatonin that supports your natural sleep cycle for up to 7 hours. With number one sleep doctor recommended RemFresh, get up to 7 hours of sleep support. Available at Amazon and at fine retailers nationwide. Individual results may vary. Use as directed.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
It's the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. Now joining us is meteorologist Richard Heim, who works for the NCDC. Before working for the NCDC, he worked for NOAA, N-O-A-A. Now, I know what that is, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, but I must admit to you, Richard, I don't know what NCDC is, so will you explain what it is? I know what you're doing, and that's going to be the focus of our conversation, but what's the NCDC?
I work for the NOAA National Centers for Environmental Information, which is NOAA NCEI. NCDC was the name of NCEI before we changed our name. National Climatic Data Center is what NCDC stands for. At NCDC, now NCEI, they are part of NOAA, and I've been with NOAA NCEI since about 1982.
All right. So the focus, as I understand it, is that you work on drought, the assessing of drought problems, climate conditions, that sort of thing, because obviously for farming purposes, maybe for just all general life purposes, we got to know what the drought monitor is. And I guess that the I had a conversation with somebody who was a meteorologist a month or so ago up in Iowa working just for the Farm Services folks, and it got such an interesting reaction. I thought we'd dig a little more deeply into this world of climate change, climate reporting, monitoring, too much rain, not enough rain, because I think that's what you do. And so I guess I want to get an update on what's going on right now in our country. It's been very hot. My farm is in the east in Massachusetts, and we've had a drought here. The drought's been compromised a bit because we've had some rain the last week or two. But what's going on around the country? Can you give us a summary of the last few weeks in various parts of the country?
We have had rain in some parts of the country, but it's been dry in other parts in recent weeks. But some parts of the country, especially the Southwest, have been dry for the last 2 or 3 years. The cumulative impact of the lack of rain or below average rain in that part of the country has resulted in impacts that are becoming very serious. The hot temperatures increase what's called evapotranspiration, and that really sucks the moisture out of the ground. It dries out the soil, and it desiccates crops and other vegetation. Water supply is rain. Water demand is evapotranspiration, hot temperatures, low humidity, strong winds. And drought happens when you have an imbalance between that in that equation, and when evapotranspiration or water demand is greater than the water supply of rainfall. And that's been happening a lot. The hot temperatures have increased evapotranspiration on a number of indices in the east, and especially in the high plains from western Texas up into eastern Wyoming.
I want to dig into the short-term and long-term implications of this as we continue with meteorologist Richard Heim here on this week's American Family Farmer.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Welcome to the farm. You can roll your windows down.
Back to our focus on the weather. Meteorologist Richard Heim joins me. I'm Doug Steffen on this week's American Family Farmer. We're talking about the weather this week, this month, this year, last couple of years, and what it all means. I guess, as I suggested, Richard, the long-term and short-term implications, it would seem to me they would be different. So shall we start with taking apart the short-term implications of the crops that are feeling the stress and what it's doing in general to our food supply, short-term?
Well, I should emphasize up front that I'm not a crop expert for NOAA, not the USDA. So what I'm going to tell you about crops is what the USDA experts have told me. Crops require sufficient rainfall at just the right time in their growth cycle. And when you don't have enough rain at that point, then that reduces the yield and reduces the health of the crops, and that can really, in fact, sometimes kill them. Now, if you add on top of lack of rain, you add on top of that hot temperatures, that increases the evaporation, evapotranspiration, and stress on the crops. So that will be a, kind of like a double whammy. They don't have enough rain to do their normal growth, and then on top of that, you have hot temperatures, which really is like an attack, an army attacking the poor crop. So they're in a no-win situation, the crops are, when you have that kind of situation. And that's what we've been for a large part of the country in the Midwest, Ohio Valley, Iowa, East Coast, and parts of the plains this past month, the past 2 to 3 months.
If you were to go back over as many years as you've been doing this professionally, what would you say the trend is as it affects the soil, which, as you were suggesting, affects the crops?
I did a study a couple of years ago that was published in the Bulletin of the American Meteorological Society, where I compared the droughts of the last 20 years to the droughts of the 1930s and 1950s, the three major drought episodes we've had in this country in the last 120 years. And there are a number of significant differences. The droughts of the last 20 years have been hotter, and in some sense, a little bit wetter than the droughts of the 30s and 50s. Now, let me explain what I mean by that. When I say wetter, I mean the total overall precipitation has been more compared to the 30s and 50s. But there are times in the last 20 years where the dryness has been more intense on the short time scale, a few months, than they were in the 1930s and 1950s. So we are having a change in the nature of droughts. We're having dry spells that are more intense but last shorter when you compare to years-long time periods now than you did in the 1930s and 50s. And also the time of year when the dryness hits has shifted compared to the 1930s and 50s. So we are having some kind of climate change, and it's affecting the nature of our droughts that are happening in the United States.
So when you say that, you know, the impact of global climate change, global warming, there are some people who say global warming is created by man. Some people say it's natural. Some people say it's a combination of both. Does it make a difference why it's happening? It's happening, right? Is it important as to why it's happening or how it's happening?
Why and how it's happening is an important factor. Climate has changed constantly for the last several million years and even beyond that. There are natural variations in the climate cycle that affect the climate. There are things that we are doing as human species with our industry burning the fossil fuels, which are changing the chemistry of the atmosphere to the point where it is more than what has happened by nature over the last several million years.
We'll be back to meteorologist Richard Heim from the National Climate Data Center talking about how farming is being affected by the global climate situation. This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Attention listeners interested in food supplies. If you've ever wanted to create an endless, crash-proof stockpile of survival food and do it with very little money, pay close attention. This could be a game changer. Because the cost-effective do-it-yourself secrets survival food companies won't tell you about are available. Learn all about them at foodshortageusa.com. Check this out. The economic disruption that's occurred in the last 6 months is going to have consequences. Big ones, especially when it comes to food. The availability of food, as well as the inevitable rising prices, which always get passed on to the consumer. The fact is, hyperinflation has huge implications for food and food prices. Smart listeners, you should begin bracing for impact. The good news? There's still time to learn how to get all your garden vegetables into your pantry, stored away, just in case. Learn how at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
President Trump is signaling that he is ready to use executive orders to bring about coronavirus relief. He said he would act if Democrats don't.
We're going to enhance unemployment benefits through the end of the year. So unemployment benefits will be, that's a big one, will be brought out to the end of the year and defer student loan payments and forgive interest until further notice. So students who are paying student loans and in many cases are not even allowed to go back into their colleges, extend the eviction moratorium. We will be extending that. So people aren't evicted, not their fault.
Trump added that he would also defer the payroll tax through the end of the year. This is USA Radio News. The latest job numbers are out. USA's Tim Berg has one perspective.
The United States economy added 1.8 million jobs last month, and the unemployment rate fell to 10.2% from 11.1% in June. The labor participation rate is at 61.4%. Joni Courtney is a chief workforce analyst for EmployBridge. She joins Fox Business and shares some of the sectors in the workforce that are doing well.
You know, looking at some of the numbers here and, you know, the temporary help sector came back, added 143,000 jobs. I know in the business that I run, we're seeing a very strong demand, of course, in mortgage roles. Yeah. That's no surprise based on the low interest rates that we see. But those positions of loan processors, closers are in such high demand right now. Manufacturing and logistics jobs are coming back.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Continuing on now on this week's American Family Farmer, Doug Steffen, with a focus on the farm, family, food, and how it's impacted by the weather. We all know, if you haven't got any common sense, you don't put the two together, but hopefully most everybody's got common sense. Certainly, if you're a farmer, family farmer, who's concerned about this every single day, you want to know a little bit more background. And you are saying sort of the same thing that I've been saying for a long time, Mr. Heim, the business about what we do in combination with what is natural is putting the pressure on things that are happening that would happen no matter what, and then we're sort of adding to it by burning fossil fuels. And so is there, people are looking for solutions. How do you stop Mother Nature? How do you change what the reality is of what has gone on over millions, if not billions of years? Are we being silly to expect that we can put the brakes on in enough to change what the outcome is going to be?
If you look at the natural cycles of climate change, for the last thousand to a couple thousand years, we were on a cooling trend. This is based upon what are called the Milankovitch cycles, the Milankovitch curves, astronomical variations in the Earth's orbit. And what we are seeing in the last 40 years especially, but in the last couple hundred years, is a warming trend. Now, that's going against what the natural climate change cycle should be. So the burning of fossil fuels during the Industrial Revolution during this time is having an effect that's countering what you'd expect naturally. Now, it is proven in the physics labs, it's a law of nature, law of physics, that the more greenhouse gases you put into the atmosphere, the more warming effect it's going to have on the atmosphere and on the planet. And that's what we're seeing in the weather records over the last couple hundred years. And how does that impact the farmer? How does that impact the crops? Well, we're not going to see a steady rise in temperature year after year, day after day. Climate has natural variabilities week to week, year to year. But if you look at the overall trend over decades, we are seeing this warming trend. Now, the way it impacts the farmer is the hotter temperatures. When we have a hot spell, it's going to be hotter because of the greenhouse gases. That are more greenhouse gases that are in the atmosphere, and that's going to increase evapotranspiration. It's going to increase the stress on the crops. So So if we have low precipitation, if we have a couple week or a couple month dry spell, the critical time for crops, with the hot temperatures exacerbated by greenhouse gases, then that's going to further stress the crops and further damage productivity in the agricultural production. And that's a pretty significant thing. And that's what we've been seeing if you compare droughts of the last 20 years or so to droughts of the last century.
So one of the things that I have been saying consistently here, as we're recognizing ourselves, I think the world has recognized us as the global food basket. Now I see with these things that you're outlining, things that are going on. I was talking earlier in the program about the value of land and how much more it costs to buy in, and how the family farmers are finding it almost impossible to keep up with, you know, taxes, and then the land gets sold and it's too expensive for farmers to buy it. So it is what I had put forth a couple of years ago was that I thought in the next 50 years there would be a danger of us not only not being the breadbasket of the world, but having a problem feeding ourselves. Well, hello, fast forward to COVID, and we find ourselves this year not being able to provide enough food. Look at the supermarkets. Look at how farming has changed. Actually, the family farmer has, that reality has changed for the better, at least temporarily, because people are realizing that they want what the family farmers are producing. And so with the impact the weather is having, the precipitation below normal and stuff, doesn't that, it's almost as I use the reference to perfect storm. We've got a demand for more food and good food, and we can't produce it for any number of reasons, including the problems with the rain supply and how we are able to use our land to its best use. Am I right on that?
Yeah, I'm not an economist, so I can't really talk about how family farms are structured and how the food distribution system works in this country. I can talk about how weather impacts food production and the family farmer. And there's another side to the equation that we haven't really been talking about yet, and that is we are having more intense dry spells. They are lasting on average shorter than they were 100 years ago, but we are also alternating with those intense dry spells. We're having stronger, wetter west spells that are lasting shorter. So you can have a very bad drought in an area, and then a couple months later, you have a record rainfall that floods the fields. And it's kind of like a double whammy. The crops are hurt by the drought, and then they are flooded out by the heavy rains that happen, and the farmer can't get in to harvest the fields, or if it happens early in the season, he can't get in to plant. So not only are we having a change in how droughts happen, we're having a change in the nature of rainfall. Heavier rain happening over shorter time periods, like several hours as opposed to mm-hmm. days.
Yeah.
And when you have that much rain, several inches happening over a couple of hours, most of it's going to run off. It's not going to soak into the ground. It's going to cause a lot more flooding than we have had in the past. And it's just a major impact on the farmer.
Well, when you look at the circumstance, I think it was 3 or 4 years ago in the springtime, when most of the farmers on either side of the Mississippi, after all that rain, couldn't get on the land, that was the problem, but how much land, how much actual soil was taken off of the land and went down the Mississippi River. They have dredges at the bottom of the Mississippi in the Delta there that work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, dredging soil out of the Delta that has come down the river for however many years. But I first paid attention to it during that rainy season. And now on the East Coast here where I am, the hurricane that blew through here this week, you're talking about short bursts. We had 2 inches of rain in 2 hours here. And you see that with the, you know, I guess I'm wondering out loud about the hurricane season, how that will affect farmers this year. Maybe we get to that in just a moment here. Richard Heim is with us for a few more minutes as we're talking about weather and how the weather works. This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. One of the things that is important for farmers is to get a great night's rest. I continually talk about how important it is to get the pillows, to get the sheets. Now, the folks at MyPillow for everyone who is focused on the bed itself, have a special deal going on right now. Their bed toppers are fabulous. There are seven sizes available of these bed toppers. This is sort of the in-between between the sheets and the mattress itself is the mattress topper. I find it helps me get there's more comfort to it, if that makes sense. And as with everything else at MyPillow.com, you get the BOGO deal going on now using the promo code DJV. So help yourself to the bed toppers or to all the other things that are in the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com. Remember, everything at MyPillow.com is made in America. Whether they're excited about your purchasing sheets and towels from them, but really do yourself a favor, because a lot of people don't think about the bed topper, and it's something that you should talk about. So go to MyPillow.com. And don't forget, by the way, if you've got a great dog, what farm doesn't have a great dog? Get a pet pillow from MyPillow for your dog. The dogs love these things, man. My dog just has a great time, very comfortable. Your pet can enjoy the same comfort you can. Go to MyPillow.com for the pet bed, and make sure you get your bed topper, MyPillow.com, using the code DJV.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. Walk down the skincare aisle at the store and you'll find row upon row of acne products. But dermatologist Dr. Dawn Davis has this advice before you invest in one therapy or another.
Anyone with mild to moderate or severe acne, the first thing they should do is start washing their skin twice a day with soap and water. Because a lot of people take for granted that they don't need to do that very often, much less twice a day.
Dr. Davis says research has shown that twice a day face washing with a mild soap actually helps clear acne.
And we think that that's simply because it helps remove dirt, dander, and superficial oil, and it might slightly unplug the skin. So the first thing you can do for acne is wash your face twice a day with soap and water.
As for over-the-counter things you can do, look for products with benzoyl peroxide or salicylic acid. If you still feel you need help, there are prescription-strength treatments available. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
What's hot for business this week at Staples?
Small prices, big savings.
Help your business go big with everything you need at amazing prices.
From office essentials like paper and ink to health essentials like masks and hand sanitizer.
This week at Staples, 8-ounce hand sanitizer is just 2 for $5.
Shop in-store, pick up curbside, or get free delivery.
Save big this week at Staples.
Ends 8/8/20. While supplies last, limits vary online. Curbside available in most stores. Free delivery limited time only. See staples.com for details.
This summer, turn your yard into the perfect getaway. Whether it's a lawn spruce-up, a fresh coat of paint, or a s'mores-worthy patio upgrade, HomeAdvisor has the best landscapers, painters, handymen, and more to get the job done right. With the HomeAdvisor app, it's never been easier to check prices, schedule, and pay for hundreds of everyday home projects in just seconds. For any project you're dreaming of, you can count on HomeAdvisor. So get the HomeAdvisor app, and we'll do everything to fix up your everything.
Finishing off our time with Richard Heim, who is a national climatologist, works for NOAA in their division of climate data. We're talking about how all of this stuff impacts you as a farmer and you as a user of food. This is affecting every single one of us, whether we realize it or not. I talked a little bit, I made reference to what happened 3 or 4 years ago up and down the Mississippi. What about these hurricanes? And what there's prediction this year that maybe they'll be tougher than they have in the last 4 or 5 years. What's your read on that, and how does that impact agriculture?
I have not been following the predictions by the National Hurricane Center about this hurricane season, but I can say that we've had a record number of hurricanes, tropical storms, tropical systems in the Atlantic so far this early in the season. And that's quite unusual. That's quite alarming. I did want to comment about the heavy rainfall from hurricanes and intense frontal systems and upper-level low-pressure systems that are becoming more intense in recent decades over the country. The heavy rain from those systems is washing the topsoil away, our very fertile agricultural land, topsoil, washing it into the major rivers, into the Gulf of Mexico and Atlantic Ocean. Now, that's interesting because in the 1930s, you remember the Dust Bowl decade, it was dry conditions and the strong winds blowing the topsoil away. So the wind blew away our topsoil in the 30s. Now it's heavy rain interspersed between the droughts that are washing away the topsoil now. And that's important because the agricultural areas from the central Great Plains to the Midwest, our breadbasket in the United States, that soil was laid down tens to hundreds of thousands of years ago during the last ice age. It's called glacial lust. It's very fertile. And if that washes away, then we get less fertile bedrock underneath it, and that's going to be harder to grow crops in. You can still grow crops in it, but it's not going to be as productive. And if this continues, then we're going to have a reduction in agricultural productivity, logically thinking, just from that.
Mm-hmm. Well, that adds to what I was saying, a little fuel to the fire of how we can continue to be the breadbasket or even feed ourselves. It's kind of interesting. Now, you mentioned the hurricanes. I wonder, the tornadoes that were spawned off of the hurricanes this year, another climatological event, I wonder if they're more problematic. It seemed to me earlier in the season, April and May, there were a lot of tornadoes. Am I remembering, is it just fresh in my memory, or are those getting a little more, a little stronger as well in affecting food and farming?
I don't really see how tornadoes can affect food and farming other than the tornado path moving across the crops and destroying the crops in a specific path where the tornado happens. Tornadoes are a very significant problem in terms of damaging property, homes, even taking lives. And our tornado records for the past 50 to 100 years have improved based upon better instrumentation, especially Doppler radar, that kind of thing. So we're able to better to detect tornadoes in the last 20, 30 years than we have in previous years. And I don't believe that there is a trend in the last 20, 30 years in the number of tornadoes or the strength of tornadoes, but that is not something that I personally have studied.
Mm-hmm. I'm interested in what comes into my mind is that movie that had, I think it was Helen Hunt and a couple of other, I forget what it was called. Twister, that was it. Thank you. Yeah. And with that, it took place all out in the Midwest where a lot of monitoring goes on of these sorts of things. Well, I appreciate your being here. You've taught us a lot, things to think about that we didn't know. Richard Heim is responsible for the U.S. Drought Monitor. You can go to the website to get more information about what we're talking about here. The USDM website, hosted at the University of Nebraska in Lincoln, is droughtmonitor.unl.edu. That's droughtmonitor.unl.edu. So you can get a picture of what's going on not only there but all around the country. We see differences as we were talking about the south, the west. I can tell you there's some here in the east, the Midwest being affected. So let's be prepared and let's think about what we can do perhaps uniformly to deal with it as best we can. Thanks again to meteorologist Richard Heim for being here on this week's American Family Farmer Show.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We want to tell you about our new podcast, the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast. Every week we talk about the issues that matter to us most. We talk about everything from parenting and our families to the Me Too movement and what women really want in men. And if you're just plain tired of people trying to tell you what to do and how to live your life, we tackle that too. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to leave us a comment, a review, and subscribe.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
If you're an iPhone owner, you know your new device comes with a set of earbuds. But many of us feel restricted by the wired connection, and that's how Apple built a $6 billion industry with the wireless AirPods. And we asked tech analyst Tim Beharin about their success.
Especially the newer headset, which is around $250, the fact that they were able to put noise canceling into that AirPod was a game changer for them. The other AirPods were actually good, but this is really, really good. Mm-hmm. And in fact, I used it on a flight to China recently and was so surprised
how good the noise cancellation worked. But I expect that to continue to grow.
I also like that they're a little bit shorter. I was always a little fussy on the design part, but I like how the new ones look much better.
They're more ergonomically streamlined.
Read more from Tim at techpinions.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with a reminder about our podcast. Every week, this program that we do that's heard on radio stations, about 280 of them now around the country, and online at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. Also, you can get a podcast which refers and references some of the main points that we make on most of these shows. So the focus on the most recent podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com is a discussion of balancing family, faith, and farm. As you know, I talk a lot about family, farm, and food. Well, put faith into that, because this particular discussion that's on the podcast right now is with former NFL star turned family farmer Jason Brown, who goes a long way to tell us a great story about his 1,000-acre farm in North Carolina. A lot of inspiration. I think any of you who may be thinking about starting or expanding ought to listen to this conversation. So join me. I actually spent some time opining about government regulations, which I do a lot. Some specifics are there as well. So join us for the most recent American Family Farmer podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. Now this comment, talking to the meteorologist about what's going on in the weather department, makes me think about how agriculture in our country is going to be sustained in the future. And, you know, a lot of people, you hear this, it's kind of a trendy phase, sustainable agriculture. You listen to the guys that are in the academic circles talking about good farming models and how you keep up with what needs to be done not only here, but around the world. There's a real challenge in my mind right now, but particularly here in the U.S., where we have such dichotomy in farm, the family farmer, you got the big agribusinesses, that sort of thing. We also have the combination of technology and smartphones and computers and hybrid tractors now and trucks and all that other stuff. So what does it mean? What does it say? How do we produce more and better food. We can produce more easily. But how is it better? People are recognizing, and again, we go back to the COVID thing, when there wasn't food on the store shelves, and people said, wait a minute, where's the food? Where did it go? And they've started to find the local farmers, and the CSA numbers are way up this year. And pastured cows are more of a thing than they used to be. That's what I have on my farm. I'm a small-scale dairy replacement heifer guy who has milked cows over the years, been around cows all my life, and I may go back to milking cows in the next year or so, depending on what the demand is. I have sold a lot of raw milk and good ice cream and cheeses and stuff over the years, and there's a real demand for it, so I may go back to it. The population is growing. Can you imagine in 50 years there's going to be 2 billion more people on this planet? And if we have the weather problems the meteorologists were talking about, if we make land so expensive that we can't get on it, or I'm going to go through all three things I've talked about so far here today, if we make it so expensive, or the government keeps coming in and buying all the land and quote-unquote protecting it, well, where are we going to grow the food? You keep buying up the land and don't let farmers use it. You keep buying up land and having agribusinesses grow tens of thousands of acres of one crop, which isn't good for the soil, by the way, to keep the same crop growing over and over and over again. There are all kinds of stories talking about cows and, you know, whether the carbon footprint is bad for us, and what do we do if we get rid of all the cows? What are we going to do for milk in the future? Because we really do. I mean, the dairy industry has shown us how important good milk is. And I'm not talking about the crap that comes from almonds and from crocodile tears. I'm being facetious. But, you know, we get coconut milk. We've got some new, there's some new milk, or it was announced this week, there's some new kind of white water that calls itself milk from some other plant. I've forgotten what it was. So, you know, all of these things are a challenge to the dairy industry, but more importantly, to the people that are being served. And that's you, the people who use the stuff that we grow or we produce. And so now we have bigger herds, we've got bigger cows, we've got more of a carbon footprint, it would seem. So what's the balance of nature here? The output is bigger from bigger cows. But again, is that going to impact the guy who is the meteorologist might tell us, yeah, all those gases are increasing the carbon footprint. I think you need to use your rational mind. That's how I'm trying to look at this. What's the plus and what's the minus? If you know what comes out of the rear end of a cow and how it helps the soil, you're not going to be too concerned about the methane impact. But again, we need to be thinking in terms of sustainable agriculture, how we're going to produce enough food for ourselves and to help the rest of the world. We're not doing a very good job at the moment, in my estimation, of thinking that through. That's my thought. That's my comment. I'm Doug Steffen on this week's American Family Farmer.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.